KNOM Profiles.
I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and I'd like you to meet two sisters.
My name is Lynn Hicken, and my sister, Kim Knutson.
And the reason I think you should meet them is because they are in the middle of creating a cookbook.
We both grew up in Nome, Alaska. We were born and raised there. And we just love the food that comes from Nome and from that area. And it's so unique from the rest of the world. And so the both of us decided together that we wanted to make a cookbook.
And the cookbook, because it's inspired by food that you can find in our area of the world, is called Nome Made.
And the cookbook has a lot of Asian influences from our mother, who is Tulan. So even though we use some Alaskan ingredients, we're also using or have recipes in which our mother had taught us when we were growing up. A lot of the things that you'll see in the cookbook are salmon and moose and all the berries that come from the tundra, fireweed jelly, all kinds of fun stuff. Oh, and Alaskan king crab for sure.
Very nice. And Tulan is someone, you know, you mentioned Tulan, your mother, who has influenced you in your cooking. And she's someone who's pretty well known in Nome because she used to sell food. And can you just talk about her a little bit and how she influenced what you're doing in this project?
Well, my mom came from Vietnam. And so when she came here, she had a you know, recipes from Vietnam, but she needed to adapt them to Alaska. So one of the things that she makes is pho, and traditionally it's with beef or with chicken. And so, but in Nome, we have an abundance of moose meat, and so she would make moose pho. So one of the recipes in the book is moose pho. When she had her shop, she had egg rolls, or she sold shish kebabs, and so that's those recipes are going to be in the cookbook as well. She's also known for her summer rolls or spring rolls. That will be in the cookbook, too.
So obviously, Lynn and Kim are both fantastic cooks. And Lynn says they had been talking about creating a cookbook for a long time.
It was just an idea that we loved. And she came up with the name Nome Made. And we just thought that was so cute and clever. So we've just been talking back and forth about it. And I started writing down some recipes and some ideas of things that we would want to see in that cookbook. But it just never seemed like it was something that we could actually do. It just seemed kind of impossible for us. But then I met a friend. Her name is Allie Eisenach. She lives here in Utah as well. And she actually writes and sells her own cookbooks and publishes them herself. And so she was kind of teaching me how to do that. And she has done all of the photography for our book. So we've been working on that. And I like to do a lot of graphic design. So I've been working on Photoshop a lot and putting all the pages together.
Just this week, Kim and Lynn finished up the last recipes for the book. All the photos are complete, and at the end of the month, the book will go to the printers.
And then we are planning to have them available to sell in September.
And where will the books be available? Where can people purchase them?
We're going to have it online. Nomemade.com is the website. And so we will have it available for purchase there, and also on our Facebook page. If you just go to facebook.com/nomemade, you can like us there, and we'll have the books for sale on there as well. I'm also going to send a whole bunch of books to Nome for Kim to sell, so she can take them to any gift shops that are willing to carry them around Nome. And we want to try to get other gift shops as well, like in Anchorage, if we can. So we'll just try to sneak it into stores up there.
And I just have to say, you know, there's a whole movement, I think, throughout the United States and throughout the world, you know, where people are really focusing on eating local, on buying local, on celebrating, you know, the local goodness of wherever you might live. And this truly takes Nome and the area where we live, the food that's available, and kind of celebrates not just the food, but where we are in the world. And it seems really exciting. I'm just looking on your Facebook page now, on the Nome Made Facebook page, and there's a photo of fry bread. So there's going to be some really, you know, seriously local goodness in this book. It's quite exciting.
Absolutely. And that actually, that idea came from somebody who liked our Facebook page, who's lived in Nome, and he just commented and said, you know, I really miss the fry bread, the Eskimo fry bread in Alaska. And we knew how to make it. It was just that we didn't even think of putting it in the cookbook. Said, oh, wait, we should put that in.
Yeah.
It's got to be a pretty fun process to do this with your sister and to create something. What's the funnest thing so far, funnest recipe?
Well, my absolute favorite recipe that is in that book is the blueberry pie recipe. I am not going to lie. When my mom came down, she came and visited me a couple months ago, and she brought me a whole bunch of tundra blueberries. And I was so thrilled because living here in Utah, it's so hard to come by those delicious foods that come from Nome. And so we made some pie together. And the second I put a bite of that pie in my mouth, I just had flashbacks to my childhood of picking berries off the tundra with my mom. And it tastes so good. It's so wonderful. And it just brings me such warm, happy feelings into my heart. So that one is definitely my favorite.
So it's probably kind of hard to tell who's who, but that was Lynn. And now we're going to hear from her sister, Kim, about what her favorite recipe is in the Nome Made cookbook.
There's one recipe in there. It's a little more intensive where it has a lot of ingredients because it brings back a lot of memories, again, from my mom, and that's the mousse pho. I mean, there are a lot of combinations of ingredients in there. I don't know. There's more time put into making the mousse pho than maybe some of the other recipes that we have in the book. But I like it because, again, it's where I come from. And I mean that in as far as physically and then also my heritage when I say it's where I come from. You know, you had mentioned earlier about local and being in Nome. And I lived in Nome. I was raised in Nome. I love living in Nome. I like the fact that we can go out in our backyards and be able to harvest the land and be able to come up with creative recipes.
And just listening to you two talk, it just makes me think of connection and the connection that you two have, the connection you have with your mother, the connection you have to childhood, the connection you have to, you know, the land here and the food that's available. It's just a neat way of bringing all of that together in one project and creating a product that not just you can enjoy, but everyone else can enjoy. Again, Lynn Hicken and Kim Knutson, sisters who grew up in Nome, hope to have their cookbook available for purchase sometime next month.
As soon as we do have it ready for purchase, we'll post it on our Facebook page. So if people are interested in the book, they can just go and like us there. They can look through some of the pictures. I post pictures every couple of days with foods that are going to be in our cookbook. And the pictures really are amazing. You can look at them and just salivate. That's what I do. But we will post on our Facebook page exactly when the book is available.
Great. And again, the website is nomemade.com. And if you're on Facebook, it's facebook.com/nomemade if you want to check that out. Anything else you'd like to share?
Shout out to our mom, Tulon. Thanks, Mom.
Again, that was Lynn Hicken and Kim Knutson talking about their cookbook called Nome Made. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.